Blog Talk Radio.
In Congress, July 4, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that...
To see the West. He's gonna get me back home. And he's gonna get the scarecrow some brains. Maybe he can get you a heart.
But that's the whole tragic point, my friend. What would I do if I could suddenly feel and to know once again?
Why them ladies sat on that stage, laying
down about how their loved ones got laid down by the state and put in them graves. Those are your words that cut across that crowd like a cold piece of steel. Man, I know cold-blooded killers that get more compassion for their people than you. There's an old saying that goes, hurt people, hurt people. So with that being said, we can only suppose that you were speaking brutally, truthfully, when you said you can't feel. You see, there's pork in this here beef, and this shit bigger than you and me. For this ain't no case that can be simply relegated to black men as opposed to black women. In fact, better yet, the struggle is being slandered by the system. Nah, on second thought, just in case they still don't get it, better said, the movement is under attack by the man and the motherfucking machine. People's pain reflects. We love people because it's lovely to love the people. All power to the people. The people's pain reflects. We feel this shit. We got to deal with this shit.
What could I do?
We feel the pain.
If I could.
But African men were castrated on the slave ships, and our mothers and sisters were raped and whipped.
And you know.
Stephen Biko's in South, so-called South Africa, Didon Kimanti's in Kenya, Patrice Lumumba's and Kwame Nkrumah's, Willie Mandela's, Charles Soules in Liberia, those who forced work in the diamond mines in Sierra Leone, and Dessalines in Haiti, we hear you, those post-modernists in Brazil, we fear you. Ways on it. I was making a comment. Go type in Chicago Tribune. Look how long, look at the narrative. Look how long it takes me to mention his name. This is something that this is, in speech writing classes and journalism, they tell you like when or not mention the individual, it takes away from the human, the human dynamic, the human relationship to, you know, to what's happening. When you talk about the police terrorism in our community, if it's talked about, it's done with these facts, these stats, these numbers. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like you look at Vietnam and dealing these people, you know what I'm saying? You hear these different dynamics about so many casualties. You couldn't relate to that number about no casualties in Vietnam. And even the American press itself has said they made the error, they made the mistake of allowing the media coverage in Vietnam. So you see any pictures of these children, you know what I'm saying, with napalm, you know what I'm saying? You're seeing the images, you know what I'm saying, the actual training, you know what I'm saying? You're seeing U.S. aggression against the Vietnamese people. The world doesn't see it. And the deal is, at the same time, the Vietnamese resistance was not cowtown or fighting by U.S. imperialism's rules, or you know, say, in other words, they were saying, okay, let's follow Robert Rule's order. You say we can say this. They were fighting. Their propaganda was put out. They strategically, who they talked to. A lot of times in our community, we be wasting valuable time debating with individuals. You know, say who have clearly made their position clear. People, you know, saying people are sitting. When we talk to this person inside our households and our families, there are some people who, no matter how much you talk to them, they have a line. So, God, we said, Chairman Fred, sometimes you can be divisive. I say, no. What we do is identify. We understand what Sun Tzu said. The cardinal principle of warfare is know thyself and know thy enemy. We have to hide these contradictions. The Vietnamese, they will work with limited resources. So it's okay. With that being said, let's target Saigon with a lot of the black troops or the black soldiers out over there fighting that. Let's make sure we drop the propaganda leaflets, the bombs over there. They at the time, they would do it. They would drop flags over there. They would say, hey, for free moments, right on. Are we back in? We back online, right on. And the propaganda would come in to the black soldiers. They did psychological profiles. They said, okay, no, this troops right here, they pretty much hardline. You know, so they're in the round with U.S. imperialism. They would say, the propaganda would say, why are you here fighting for the country that just killed Dr. King, just killed Chairman Fred? They would determine. So what we need to do is, that's not being very clear. Some people cannot even relate to what we're talking about. In fact, there's a lot of discussion recently about how people, different people have seen this video footage different ways. The same footage, the same exact footage Stuve Augustus, there are different responses. It's kind of like in the movie on Living Color. They showed there was an old image where they would show a black family and a white family watching the news. Same news coverage. Two different total responses. You know what I'm saying? And we have to come to grips with that. It's, you know what I'm saying? This whole appealing to people's moral character, some people, they have no frame of reference what we're talking about. So we don't have the resource and time. We got to move fast. We got to move organized to heighten these contradictions again and move with confidence. Because a lot of times like people, they have you engaged in a time-wasting excursion futility. You know what I'm saying? Asking you, do you have your license? They even show this man a Ford car. He had the right to carry a pistol. And then even they talk about that, I mean, I'm mad. You listen to the arrogance. Some people say, well, man, what was he doing with the gun? It was a case 2 months ago, two or three months ago, when the boy got killed, another guy killed in Chicago. They take him to ambulance, which got there, I don't know how late. The police had said something to him, he said. The police said, man, you run around here, you ain't got no gun? This is like the Wild Wild West, you know what I'm saying? So, that whole dynamic of, you know what I'm saying, the way we frame the question, the way we frame what's going on with our people, you know what I'm saying, about this, if this was happening to any other people, it's blatant contradictions of this with these cases. You can't even count the latest cases in the last 2 weeks alone, how many white school shooters, how many white people went up in black churches and armed? How many white people went up in these Walmarts and movie theaters armed? But somehow, there's a procedure, there's a police procedure to go in and get retrieve these individuals alive, take them to Burger King, get them something to eat, wait till they dress, take a bath, they get their pictures taken for the mugshot, and the human face, to talk to their parents, to go to their schools, and what kind of problems they went through, their girlfriend broke up with them, they had some problems, some issues going on, as opposed to our people. You ain't seen the news, you don't know no piece on this guy, Aretha Augustus' family. You ain't seen that. The human factor ain't been out. You gotta read about five paragraphs before you mention his name. When dogs die, you know, go Google Chicago police. A police dog died. They go when the dog was bred. They say the way the pictures are given, eyes, all that, talking to the emotions of people. All of those clear the answer now, bro. Okay. So we got a director. Y'all feel free to call in, club in. What is y'all? We talking about what needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? What type of conversation needs to happen? What type of conversation is happening? Why does the state sidetrack from certain type of conversations? Why must certain people start, you know, calling for certain things? Who are these groups of individuals that the mayor talks about when they bring them in? So he's a spokesperson. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Why is it such an issue about us having self-determination? In other words, us fighting on our own terms. We live and direct, y'all. Free on radio. Tell you, Death Row, I see you in the building. That's what it is. You got any calls in queue? 929-477-3785. Also,
708-227.
Calls in queue,
you press 1.
Exactly. Calls in queue, y'all press 1. Y'all Cub being with us, y'all. Again, Cub, congratulations, comrade. You know, God's the ceremony, you know?
Yes, sir. Yeah, thanks. Yes, sir. Thank you, so honor to even have you officiate the thing and everything, sir.
Yes, sir. I was just coming. I told Super Conrad, I said that day we called on his protest. I say, I know in the back of her mind, like, man, I don't believe the chairman doing this here, you know. And you know, again, I'm reemphasizing that these should be historical war notes. These should be what makes us stand out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying in an egotistical way, but this is again, there will be struggles. You know what I'm saying? But that it strengthens character. You know what I'm saying? And again, as service to the people. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing, as I said, a lot of people escaped chattel slavery, but Harriet Tubman went back to get others, you know what I'm saying? And they run that risk, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, of doing something, you know what I'm saying, for the people. And not in a charity type of way. A lot of times, you know, you people brag about, well, I donated to this, and I gave this, and I gave this first.
Right.
This is, the state ain't got no problem with that, you know what I'm saying? In fact, the state needs these different strong philanthropists. They do these different charitable programs. It's like even the Bible, they say, I think it's a biblical term, they say, well, give a man a fish, you know, he eats a day. When you teach him how to fish, he eat, you know, he eat on and on. And to be able to, we want people to be able to go see about the people. We want people to understand that, you know, say we are all liberators. It's like the sister said in LeClaire Court some years ago, when her brother was shot by the police, the news said, well, he talked to the alderman. The sister said, I don't know who the alderman is. I know who Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. is. I know who the Black Panther Party Cubs are. We want people to understand that, when cases like this happen in our community, in the case of Reach Luper Augustus, when cases like this, Ronnie Man Johnson, 330 King Drive, dude, wait till election time come, wait till election time come around, make sure we register to vote. We gotta hit those streets right then. You know what I'm saying? That's not that day, it's my day. Because the deal is, our communities are set up in a way that none of us will all the time be able to, you know what I'm saying, be on the same level of organization. You know what I'm saying? It's not set up like that. It's all going to be some sect in our community dealing with, you know what I'm saying, family issues. It's all at the same time trying to, you know, put their spouse up a mortgage to bond their brother up out of jail. You know, somebody, you know, trying to get some pampers for the baby. All these day-to-day contradictions that we got to deal with, it has our community off balance. You know what I'm saying? We have to find common cords. You know what I'm saying? Say, okay, this is something that, you know what I'm saying, that it impacts all of us. And say, okay, well, I can't do this right now. I can't move that way. I got to do this. And okay, so be it. I remember these cats was locked up. And they did some time, about 10 years. And they were set to get out. They was set to get out, like 4 or 5 days. And as a result of some beatings inside the concentration camps, we had called for a hunger strike. And they were taking people, isolating them, you know, simply just supporting the hunger strike. And I remember it was real intense because people was like, man, them brothers, they not going to hunger strike because they would do what they call the guards would put you in isolation and held you open to get extra time and some more different things done to you, though. And the brothers, they was hesitant about the hunger strike, and I kept trying to force them absolutely, oh, man, they ain't nothing. I said, oh, I know them cats' resume. I said, we found a point of unity. I said, listen, y'all open to get out. Give us a commitment. You're going to get your word out. You're going to get your word out. What's going on? So on and so forth. That's what revolution is, to find different points of unity that people can play. You know what I'm saying? But that's one of the major dynamics or differences between a revolution and a war. A war, you know what I'm saying, your troops, they're super, they're booted, they get out, they get out. Revolution, we gain the mass of participation of the mass of the people. And we have to be innovative. We have to be creative. War roles, people have points of unity with the struggle. You live in the rick, y'all. Making history, taking history, taping history. Y'all feel free to come on in with 708-223-8953-929-477-3785. Press 1. Locked and loaded.
Yes, sir. We got one call in clue, 708-941.
Welcome to Fremont Radio. Welcome to Lester Radio.
Fremont, Chairman Jay Nation, checking in with you.
Hey, right on. Fremont, good to hear you. Fremont, right on.
Absolutely.
Comrade Cool with Bill Hiller Thomas.
Watching that video and things and discussing it with friends and, you know, people asking questions like, you know, why would he even reach for his gun and things like that? And I'm just sort of like, if you really watch the video, it's super short, but it tells a lot in a short amount of time. You see how quickly the brother was engaging in one pig and showing him his ID and talking to him. And then out of nowhere, if you a man and you standing there talking to somebody, you don't want nobody walking up behind you, grabbing you and shit. So you just like, hey, why is you grabbing me? Let me go. So they automatically take the audio around. So you as you getting grabbed and you spin around, and if you walking with a gun on you, it's just like if you fight, you might feel the gun starting to slip. You might grab it from falling out or something, but you're not trying to. He's not spinning around and trying to go into a shooting motion. But because of the way that they are, the way that the pigs see it, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? They're gonna automatically. They train to unload the whole clip on you. It's not like they're gonna try to shoot you once and try to stop you. They just, you know what I'm saying. So he talking to one pig, and the other one come up and she grab him and shit. He like, hey, let me the fuck go. Like, well, hold up. You know what I'm saying? And the one he's talking to, instead of him trying to tell them, no, I got this, You know what I'm saying? Don't engage him. The pigs, their position is, instead of them trying to de-escalate the problem, they make shit worse. Because if you a man, you standing talking, you don't want nobody reaching up, grabbing you, and snatching on you and shit. You like, hey, let me the fuck go. You know what I'm saying? So, but so he instantly goes into, you know what I'm saying? They agitate. They hiding the audio so that you can't really hear what's saying. So they agitating you, escalating the problem instead of making shit. You know what I'm saying? De-escalating. You know what I mean? So, so then you got this fat fucker can go online and be like, yeah, we can show you this video because, like, the officers did a good job or something. You know what I'm saying? Because, oh, he had a gun on. You see how when they deal with their own kind or when they're dealing with white people or they're dealing with any other race but us, they find ways to de-escalate the problem. They'll try to talk you down or they'll back up or they'll talk and say, hold on. But with us, it's automatically unload the whole fucking clip.
Man.
Like, hold on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Where is the respect for our lives? Well, this fucking fat pig is talking about, oh, we got to respect the police's privacy. We can't have the cameras on all the time. I thought they was fucking public servants, right? They supposed to work for the people, right? We paying for their fucking salary. So why they allow some sort of extra respect for their privacy so they can't have their cameras on all the time or they can't have their audio? People out here fucking dying. You know what I mean? So why are they allowed to just do as they will? But as the people, as us, we got to understand all this shit don't really matter because at the end of the day, they allowed to do this. You know what I'm saying? In 1989, the Supreme Court said that police can get away with shit as long as they see it as reasonable in their eyes. So as long as they got this shit a reasonable doubt, reasonable, as long as they act like these fucking pigs are some kind of angels with guns or something, like they can do no wrong. Like, if they see the shit, as long as the way they see it, then they was reasonably afraid. You know what I'm saying? They supposed to go through, they got levels of force that they can use, but they can go, they don't have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They can go straight to 5. You know what I'm saying? They can just jump straight to deadly force. They don't have to talk to you and see anything. If they see you acting in some kind of threatening manner, they can automatically shoot you and say, oh, I felt threatened. Or I'm, you know what I'm saying? When they run into, like, they run into their people, they see bats and knives and shit, they be like, oh, stop, stop. They back up and everything. They see us with a bat. Oh, he was a threat. We had to kill him. You know what I mean? They don't. It's no pause. So our people, man, we really gotta. I understand. You know, we protesting and shit, but we really gotta be more strategic, man. I want to see my people out here getting beat by these motherfuckers. They swinging these billy clubs like, you know what I'm saying? Like they aiming for home runs and shit, and we out here with just bare hands or throwing rocks and shit. We gotta really get a little bit more strategic. I mean, obviously, it's times like this when people should be out. When the people are out and up in arms, they need to be knowing about, you know what I'm saying, the Cubs and organizations to get involved in and things like that, because just going out here doing the same shit and getting yourself locked up or beat up on and legs broken, bones beaten, I mean, that shit only, you know what I'm saying, that's only going to last so long because ultimately this is the shit that they live off of, this publicity, because they, you know what they really want? They really want to shut the city down. They really want to shut the nation down. They really want to call martial law and do who knows what. But really, we can't keep falling into these same traps. You know what I'm saying? Cause the same shit. Because you know they're going to, the way the law is set, you know Laquan, the pig that killed Laquan is going to get off. Because as long as the laws as they are, they designed to protect these pigs. All they got to do is have a reasonable doubt. They reasonably felt threatened. Or they thought they, within reason, they can do this shit. Mm-hmm. So we got to be prepared for that and be more strategic in what we're doing.
Free them all, sir.
Free them all. Yeah,
you're free.
I'm here.
I'm still on that. Can I get permission to speak, say something?
Oh, you're free. I'm on. Free. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jump on in. Come on in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My whole thing is, like, all these people, why, like, even, like, you know, like Minister Huey said, we must even politicize our gun. What makes ours different from the state gun? Even when they giving you these, telling you got the right to bear arms and all that, understand that that's a euphemism for us. That don't apply to us. So when you going in with this arrogant, like even if you like they, Fernando Castillo, like when they killed him, his sister, like, man, shit, you still, man, that don't mean nothing. You got a car. We gotta recognize shit. Quit approaching and thinking like, you know, it's legal for us like that. Stand your ground.
Exactly.
Law. It don't none of these laws apply to us in the beginning.
Exactly.
You got these other groups and stuff telling you go get your right to carry and train and all this stuff, but not tell you shit. You still black. That shit don't apply to you. It's being proven time after time.
We gotta realize every time we engage with them motherfuckers, we engaging with the enemy. So at any point in time, you treat them motherfuckers just like they the enemy gang or whatever they want to call it, because every time they got to drop on us. You know what I'm saying? So when they engage with you, ain't no point in you saying, oh, let me know. By the way, officer, I got a gun on me, but it's registered. Wait, what? Don't reach for it. I'm not reaching for it. What? Pow, 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 pow. We're going to unload the whole clip on you. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't want you to live. so they automatically try to kill you. So, yeah, we not, these laws don't apply to us. Like you say, wherever we go, you know what I'm saying, when you engage these pigs, you have to remain calm. Ain't no point in trying to run from them because they ain't going to do them but kill you and get and walk away from them. We steady losing, and people going to protest and get mad and shit, but you got to know whenever they got you, it's like when a motherfucker look at you, you know they got the drop on you, and they got the whole fucking nation and everybody else behind their back. You know what I'm saying? They going to blame the shit on you. So whenever they got the drop on you and they actually engage you, you just got to be cool and remain calm. And don't move, really, because they going to use anything. They don't have to have no reason anyway. It don't really matter. Ain't no really no – if they want to kill you, they going to kill you. They going to kill you no matter what. But at your best bet is to try to handle these motherfuckers like, hey, I'm listening. Live to fight another fucking day.
Because
ain't no point in you fighting back.
That is because depending on that person and that day, whatever – it don't matter what you do. You know what I'm saying? At this time,
it don't.
You're like, man, it's a war on our black ass. And the war, I can't tell you not to run. I can't tell you what to do. But I will say this. I'm not going to engage with the enemy knowing that that's the enemy. If I into it with a guy, I'm not going to let him know what I, you know what I'm saying? Because like, he say, oh, you got a right to do this. You know what I'm saying? When you know that, they talk about know your rights and all this campaign that's going on. We know our rights. Man, get the fuck out of Dodge. When you see them, avoid, man, you got to run a fight. You know what I'm saying? One or the other. So
yeah,
it's always a threat that you're going to die whenever you get pulled over, whether you got a gun or not.
Because the shit ain't a fair fight, right? So it's not a fair fight. So you thinking like, okay, I'm going to follow the rules. Ain't no rules because they're going to do whatever the fuck they want to do. So, yeah, any given day or time, they go, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter what you
right
do.
Why are you thinking that it's a fair fight? Why? Who put
right.
that in the people's head to say that, okay, it's a fair fight. Just because I got my gun car, I can walk around here. Shit. I act like I ain't got nothing. When I had my license, when I ain't had no license and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I got my license back. I forgot that I had my license. I'm still treated like I ain't got nothing. They still don't treat me like, regardless, I'm a criminal because of my skin, because of who I am. Especially, you know what I'm saying, no matter what. They don't care about what the law is. The law is we're going to do whatever the fuck we want to your nigga ass.
Bottom line. That's the bottom line, because it don't matter whether you got a motherfucking gun car. I got a gun car. Guess what? You still going to get a case because we're going to find some other loophole to say you was out of line. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like you say, the bottom line is we fucking at war, and they're going to constantly keep trying to take us out no matter what. So no matter what you think you're doing, it's always more bullshit that they can put on you and say, oh, well, you know, because they can just say, hey, you was intimidating them. I had to kill you. You know what I mean? I felt threatened. I felt fear. I felt reasonably afraid because the Supreme Court said that in 1989, you know, they can use reasonably as a defense for them. They can use that shit. So basically, at any point in time, they can say you looked at them wrong or you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, bottom line, you know, avoid
I think in addition,
as possible.
I just jump in with y'all, too. Just, I think in addition that we see the time. Even with, you know what I'm saying, with contradiction like this at hand, because the reality is, like, historically, when certain dynamics happen to, you know what I'm saying, even happen to a certain class of people, you know what I'm saying, the conversation can be happening, because politics impacts even people's hearing, like, you know what I'm saying, people, you know, they came to see certain, a sister told me the other day, after the ceremony, she said, the first thing she asked me was, did I have officiating this ceremony with this union? She asked me, you got a license for that? I said, that's all you saw? You know, that's all you can question at all this beautiful event, you know what I'm saying? And the deal is, our people are so, like Field Marshal George Jackson said, capitalism affects the economy and affects the psyche. And it's certain discussions I be wanting to have, I'll be telling a lot of comrades, but the people ain't ready for certain dynamics. The party, like a lot of you all said, we want to heighten the contradictions. But at the same time, recognizing that certain things, the people they really came to grasp, or like they'd be like, you mean telling some black folks is feeding some children on their own? A lot of cats can't even relate to that. You know what I'm saying? After the morale was built up, you know what I'm saying? You see a different type of walk in the community. You see even the street tribes, a different type of dynamic. You see with devil disciples, we are the black disciples. You see the black stone rings, we're the black peace stone nation. You see a different dynamic. You know what I'm saying? And we fighting for that clan. We really gotta see the time when people are, you know, like the deal. The reality is that people will hear certain dynamics with Trayvon Martin as opposed to Mike Brown. You know, I ain't gonna cut no corners. You know, these are class contradictions within our community, And people have become clear that that regardless, the state would still get down. Like even when they was doing the era of chattel slavery, attacking us in Africa, they exploited that because we had caste differences, and it wasn't antagonistic to the point that we you know what I'm saying, we would knock each other, move on each other, you know what I'm saying, like these class contradictions, you know what I'm saying. However, the colonials, they exploited that. They, you know, so they would grab certain individuals, you know what I'm saying? And they had differences exist. And the deal is, certain things happen to certain people, the people ideas, but the vanguard, we have to be consistent, you know what I'm saying, in the valley all the time. Mm-hmm. And really out there, and doing, like a lot of people ask certain questions, but they ask it in a way where it still has a reference for the state. Like I tell people, even when we ride, we say throw your seatbelt on for a different type of way. We don't see people the way we say it. It's like, okay, no unnecessary pigs pulling us over. A lot of people really believe that the state is telling them throw your seatbelts on because they care about them, like, do the right thing.
Right.
The time of prohibition, a lot of people said their children don't drink because it's bad for you. No, mama, it's illegal. Let's be upfront. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's one of the dynamics about the era of Trump. You know what I'm saying? With a blatant arrogance, say, "Now this what this is. We going over here for the oil, so on and so forth." At least call for a actual conversation, an authentic conversation, as opposed to this continuous jabbing people. You know what I'm saying? Because like most people, and then there was this class contradiction. They would rather have a criminal priest who got a license do, you know what I'm saying, conduct a bogus ceremony as opposed to, you know what I'm saying, somebody that built by the community. And a lot of people miss a genius. I heard people ask me, tell me, man, Malcolm X only had a 6th grade education. I said, they can't even hear the genius of Malcolm X because that state definition, we really get, but the way we got to expose these contradictions, not like, the police made a mistake. This is how they get down. You know what I'm saying? And we got we welcome these contradictions. It was these bogus organizations where I told you they were in the Black Panther Party. A lot of people saying, "Chairman, why you ain't shut them down?" I said, "No, I want them to speak. We want them to speak. We want them to tell these people what they like." And people came and said, "Chairman, do you hear what they said?" "No, do you hear what they said?" I've been clear. We want Eddie Johns to do more press conferences. We want the mayor to do more press conferences. We want, you know, not the horse's mouth, the pig's mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, a lot of people, they couldn't understand what's happening in Chicago or other places. The Kerner Commission came out and said there are two different Americans, one black, one white. Something the Black Panther Party doesn't know all through this field. You know what I'm saying? Nixon came out, campaign for law and order. You know what I'm saying? Trump. So this dynamic, listen to what they're saying at these press conferences. Listen to the arrogance what they're saying. They'll say, some of them so bogus, they're saying, he shouldn't have no gun, period. You know what I'm saying? And the same ones, they promote white folks with their arms, their children. You go to white communities.
Mm-hmm.
Go to white communities. I don't care how many children, how many schools get shut up. You never see them sitting no pastors out there to tell your guns in. You never see them sitting kid rocking no entertainment, no rock star tomorrow. We're going to use some free tickets. They telling you, I don't care what's going on in your community. They say, we want you unarmed. We want you defenseless. You know what I'm saying? And your thing is the hope that you don't get knocked off. You know what I'm saying? You don't come to your house, make a mistake, kick your doors in. We want that arrogance. We want that brash arrogance to come out and say, it's a movie called Goodbye, Uncle Tom. In the beginning, Good Guy Uncle Tom, the dude say, "What did you say?" And they were showing the different contrasts between the Portuguese, the Spanish, and the French. And I forgot who it was. The Catholic Church was so arrogant. Dude say, "How do you justify doing this?" He said, "Slavery is illegal in England." Dude say, "God is white. We white. Man, this is how this go, period." You know what I'm saying? Yeah. However, before that, it was this liberalism where we helping them out. They're not human beings. You on the intense when you want, you heighten the contradiction where the arrogance could come out. And we wanted. Well, I was not telling we come that close and they're fast tracking. You just seen the other day when we were over there, July 15th. We were sitting first in Jeffrey. The Americans, the pigs, they were so used to dealing with them old trains, the puppets and the actors. One of them moved. They tried to grab me the same way. Mm-hmm. And the other pig told him, say, he not them. He said, you're not them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's not trying to be right in our face, but it'd be too premature. We can't even see it. You go back and look at a lot of these different speeches and I'm telling you, listen to these rappers. A lot of people talking about they surprised Raekwon, Wu-Tang, how you put the police. This is what they've been saying all the time. This is what Jay-Z been saying all the time. We encourage them. Listen, Jay-Z, come on one second. He said, man, I'm going to turn Havana to Atlanta. He goes, that's what he say. You know what I'm saying? You slow the record down and play it backwards. They tell you. This is the speeches. Look what Eddie Johnson, the superintendent of Chicago Police, only time you've seen him cry. Look what he said after DEA was shot in the face. He said, that's the 24 hours. We're going to shut this city down. We're going to get some results. You never seen that type of list come out and come to black people being shot down. You know what I'm saying? But then, right. There's some of these old. There's some of these translators. There's some of these intellectual monkeys out there that, who got degrees and say, that's not really what they're saying. No, they telling us. You know what I'm saying? And the field marshal, George Jackson, the Black Panther Party, said, soon it'll be gone, soon it'll done. So as soon as this conference can happen, that's what we've seen in the Black Power Movement in the 60s. After the state had exhausted all them remnants, after John F. Kennedy, all them Negroes, the petty bourgeoisie Negroes, some of the same Negroes people still look up to this day, were steady coming in, pacifying and confusing us. You know what I'm saying? Nixon came in and said, this was going down. It's a campaign for law and order. It's been going down, and that's because Nixon was so arrogant. Nixon said, "Put wires in this whole house." He said, "Sir, you live here. You this gonna tape record you." He said, "I'm telling you, I want wires over here." You see that arrogance of the Trump administration? Trump said, "Man, so parts of them making deals with Russia." He said, "Listen, ain't no friends, no enemies. This how this go." But you know what I'm saying? How do you look at how black people have been viewed, but there have been these euphemisms. When Trump said what he said about Africa, what he said about Haiti, they didn't say it was wrong. Senator Dick Durbin said, you don't supposed to say that. That's why you're not supposed to say that. That's the deal. We want these conversations to happen. You know what I'm saying? You see the error. You know what I'm saying? They come out, man, they saying, you ain't supposed to be. All this, even if a person was a African American, and say, man, all this killing this city, you saying that these cats should be armed, you're defending yourself against the so-called crime, these type of conversations, we want to encourage people to say, well, I'm watching news. I encourage you to watch the news. And as well, I know some people can't believe this, I was chairman, he lost his mind. I'm going to quote Mayor Rahm Emanuel. This should be a teachable moment. Because he can get some stuff across that we can't get across. Like I said, man, it's some of this stuff that, man, I told people, I said, I'm thinking about giving me a white puppet and go on tour. Because people can understand it then. You know what I'm saying? So we want to encourage this type of conversation. We want to hide these contradictions. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take some of their quotes and say, and keep them in context. This is our day now. Right on. Freedom. We live in New York on Freedom on Radio, International Radio, y'all. Good conversation. We just tag teaming, y'all. So let's keep. We got 5 more minutes. Let's keep it moving and grooving, y'all. Real talk.
Yeah, so we got.
Yeah, I'm still on deck.
We still on deck. They got to press one. There's some people on there. Yeah, press one if they want to come in.
Press one to comment, y'all. We got the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. Thanks.
Any callers in queue? Any callers in queue? Any comments on Facebook? So Linda Brewer, fire. Yes. Yes, indeed. Now, we live in the record Freedom on Radio, International Radio, y'all. Y'all feel free to call in. Cub being with us, y'all. We talking about, you know, these cases of police terrorists. We talking about Justin Reed, Snoop, Augustus. We talking about Justin, Ronnie Man Johnson. We want to continue as supporting terrorism. How other communities are at least acknowledge that. You know what I'm saying? The type of propaganda we suggested. So go look at the article in the Tribune. Look how many paragraphs you got to go down just to even hear his name. You like, damn, do you have a name? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Are they human? You know, man, when a dog get killed, you know, man, it starts up with Fido with such and such, Fido, you know what I'm saying, was a golden retriever. You got to go through 10 paragraphs when you find out an individual's name. You ain't seen no just baby pictures. You ain't seen, they ain't interviewed Harith Augustus, a fourth grade teacher. I ain't heard them talk, you know, talking to his auntie. You know what I'm saying? They ain't went down to, you know what I'm saying, they, the, how you impact the people. When it comes down to other communities, You see how this tells you. We should be. Show me them. Let's talk about them babies who impacted. Who the 7-year-old children right there right now? You know what I'm saying? How they when they hear police sirens? How they how they spook? You know what I'm saying? How are we gonna get to come? We gotta come to grips with calling me up front. You know what I'm saying? We're calling this question for this. I'm saying consistently. I'm saying we gotta start using words like man, the pigs killed him, the pigs murdered him, you know what I'm saying? The pigs assassinated us. We gotta start using terms like, man, where you at, 26th California? We're in a concentration camp. We gotta start recognizing terms like, son's got kidnapped. What you mean? I thought he got locked up. I said he got kidnapped. We gotta start, you know what I'm saying? We gotta start saying, man, what's Lil James Bond? What's Lil James Ransom? You know what I'm saying? As opposed to, well, Molly pills, ecstasy pills, now, what type of chemical biological warfare was such and such on? You know what I'm saying? We had to, you know what I'm saying? Man, we had to up the ante. And just that, just acknowledging the law. Because one of America's strengths and one of its weaknesses, one of its Achilles heels, again, as Malcolm X said, is democracy is an hypocrisy. It's a fraud. You know what I'm saying? If you just calling a question on the law, you know what I'm saying? They don't want that. They don't want that. They want you talk about everything going all across the world. Just calling the question. Look at that pig was trying to debate with that sister Diamond Lavish Reynolds when they killed Philando Castile in their car. See, he had the gun on her. He wanted her to go. I want you to go along with it. She said, "No, that's not what happened." She very calm. She said, "No, that's not what happened." And even we don't say nothing. I can't give you that. You know what I'm saying? Even when you got the ups on us. You know what I'm saying? When I was locked up, they were coming inside the cell. We checking this down for contraband. Man, you and I both know what's going on. both know what's going on. I'm not, you know, man, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. And one of them was shackling me down. Mr. Hamm, you got to understand what I'm doing. I'm not saying nothing. I'm nothing. You know what I'm saying? They got 6 guys around me, shotguns pointing at me all in my head. If nothing, you took everything, you took my property, you took my business, you can't have my sanity, man. I know, and that's nothing else. You can't have that, and the politics provides with that. I'm clear. And once that alone, they have not won. They took everything else from us. They gave you these four cars, locked you up, took the DCFS, they took your babies, and they kicked the doors in, took everything. But the politics will give us our sanity. And that alone, that's just, we still got some line of defense. They can't take that. You know, so they grind up on us tomorrow. Well, the reason I'm pulling you over to help you out. So, no. And, you know, we don't say nothing. That alone. See, it makes the rapists feel better. You know what I'm saying? Well, the victims say, yeah, you're right, I should be dressed this way. Because nothing to admit. Man, this will be clear. It got the ups right now. It got the ups. However, I'm clear. It ain't because I didn't go to school. It ain't because I didn't vote. It ain't because I'm none of that. You're not getting that from me. You took everything else from me. You're not going to take our sanity. And the politics will advise us that. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't got to talk to them. We're trying to educate them. But we're not going to go produce no others. We're not going to go infuse this to another generation. We're not going to go tell our other people that, yeah, man, blah, blah, blah. That's what they want us to do. They keep on recycling this. Big Rap in the building. Happy belated birthday, Big Rap. They want to keep on recycling this person, telling other people the reason. You got something to do that. They get some cats to come out and tell them, well, the reason this happened to me because I did blah, blah. They can't get that from us. Even on our deathbed. You know what I'm saying? Malcolm X say, well, the old press do get the old press on his back and justify. That's what they have in this game for these forces. Because most of these people go along. I've been hearing these Negroes. I had guys I was out there with. Well, man, yeah, I posed here. I said, excuse me? Well, yeah, man, I didn't do this case, man. I did something before. You think if this system talking about stopping crime, about justice, George Bush should have been locked up, you know what I'm saying? Man, don't flatter yourself. Well, y'all the one that broke. One guy told me he the one broke dope in Chicago. Man, be for real. Tired of winding up, y'all. I just got another episode of Free My Radio, Independence Radio. Y'all tune in with us, y'all. Same time, same station next week, y'all. Hey, keep your hands and eyes on the fist click, y'all. What's it called? Free them all. Same time, same station, y'all. This is what it is. Justice for Reach, New Augustus. Justice for them all.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me
Panther Jr. See all my friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one.